Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, so we started actually exactly the opposite way as we wanted. First pass outside, Robo passed the ball back. That's just as a little sign, obviously nothing happened there, but we said we have to break lines. We played into their hands, so Fulham obviously defends in a 4-4-2. It's a really good system. We realized it already a couple of times, especially when the opponent is not playing quick enough. Because then you always have the winger, the eight, and the striker there in a situation when they pass the ball to the outside. It's a pressing trigger. So, and because of that, we didn't find a way in the game. So when we overplayed that, pretty much always we were in front of their goal. But it still didn't feel good, feel right. So because we are used to more dominance, and we never could get that because we just played not good enough, not quick enough, not precise enough, all these kind of things. And that's why I said now a couple of times already, it's not my first interview now here, the best news about this game is the result. So I'm really fine with the point. I know we could have won the game. That wouldn't have made our performance a little bit better, but we could have. But it would have been too much today. I'm happy for the punishment we got. With losing 2 points, if you want. I know we can see that differently. Fulham might say as well they lost 2 points, but that's how football is. So we all can see it our way. But again, most positive thing, result.
Gary?
After the last week, another goal and assist from the bench for Darwin. More revolution than evolution, isn't it, with him?
Well, fine. That's how it should be. So in a situation like that, when we don't really find a way in front of the goal, you need this extra determination, and the difference as well. It makes it difficult for the opponent, obviously. Great goal. Could have scored. Another one as well. Maybe two. Crazy. So he is involved in a lot of goal scoring situations. That's really cool, and that's where we have to bring him up. Now imagine we would play good, how often we could set him up then. So because that was obviously our main problem, that our delivery was most of the time not good enough. Always when that was all right, we had massive chances. It's crazy. If I would watch it back, probably if we watch highlights, you could have a completely. You could misunderstand this game completely because we had a few really good situations, but between these situations we just didn't play well.
First Premier League penalty, I think, conceded in 51-52 games. Any thoughts on a penalty?
No. Was it a penalty? I heard he touched the ball. That's not interesting. You said penalty, yes? Next to you, the guy? No.
Was any contact? I'm looking at the replays. I'm struggling to see any contact.
Oh. Yeah. Fine. I said the result is the best news. I said they got a. Was it a foul on Hendo before the first goal? Yeah. So, unlucky. No. I sit here and talk about, and I have to, and that's my only concern. As the results are very important to us, obviously, and I would love to get 3 points, but I would have loved much more to play really good, to be honest. And we didn't do that, and that's why I'm now in the mood I'm in. And it's my responsibility to find out why we play last Saturday, a really good game, surprisingly good game for the moment we are in the preseason. And seven days later, we look like completely upside down. That doesn't make sense, and that's my responsibility, and that's why I just talk to you now, but I'm thinking actually only about that, so we need to and will figure out what went wrong in that moment.
Yeah, and apart from good news as well, but also bad news with Thiago, which is not going to help your injury situation. How bad does that look, and where do you see, how do you see yourself about in terms of the strength of the squad?
Oh, I know what now will come up. So it's clear. So we said we don't need a midfielder because we have enough, and we have actually enough. The problem is now we get now punished for something, but we cannot. It's not our responsibility. Really, things like this can happen. Nobody could imagine that Curtis gets the thing he gets. It's nothing serious, but it's a young boy. It's a kind of a stress reaction. The bodies are like this. The Nabi is only ill. He will not be back definitely next week again. Oxley happened early, and now with Thiago, that's of course not good. So, and we will see. I can't look. A transfer must make sense now and in the long term. We have 8 midfielders. We have still enough midfielders. It's not that we lack midfielders. It's just some of them are injured, and I know part of football business is now getting nervous. We are not, but this is not a good situation. I don't like it at all, and we have to see how we react on that. But for sure not panicking.
Hi, Julian. Here in the back. I just
want
to know what you think of the Luis Diaz performance today, and this Liverpool is looking very Latin America now with
Darwin,
with a lot of nice flavor now.
Lucha is a great player, fantastic player, but also today had a massive chance, super chance. We should have. Look, for offensive players on a day like this is really not easy, because they depend massively from how they get set up, how the deliveries are, and we didn't play well enough to bring them in the right. But when we were there, then you can see immediately how good Lucha is, how it. 1-1, crossbar or post, I don't know exactly, but close. And yeah, brilliant player, but can play better than today, like all the South Americans.
Last one here. Yeah, we seem frustrated at times, but how frustrating is that today on the opening day, as you said as well, off such a good performance last week?
What do you want to know on the scale? From 1 to 10, or what?
Yeah.
12.
12.
Very, very, because it's one of these moments. First of all, I said a couple of times, I feel much more responsible for defeats than for if you win. So, and that's unfortunately my nature. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely. The performance was a defeat. The result is not a defeat, but the performance was a defeat. So, and that's why we have to figure out what happened. But it can happen. And again, we win today and don't learn anything from the game, much worse than get a point and learn the right things. I'm fine with that. So that's what we are working on now. That's we are not. That's not us today. It was not us today. We don't want to take anything away from Fulham. They did really well. But to be 100% honest, in the moments when we were not only close to what we are, we were in front of the goal and should have scored. So that's the truth as well. So we played a really bad game and get a point. So that's all a truth as well. But playing the way we play is not how we should play, or the way we play today is not the way how we should play. And that's why my frustration about that is pretty high.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.